program Radically Right. I'm John Stattmiller, sitting in today for Jack Otto. Jack Otto, my friend and mentor, passed away last Saturday, 2 hours after he did his program. He had congestive heart failure. The doctors, about 5-6 years ago, gave him about 6 months to live. Jack, of course, being very suspicious of doctors, decided to take the homeopathic route, and I do believe he probably outlasted the doctors or their Mr. Fix-It routine with their open-heart surgeries. Jack will be sorely missed. He's the reason I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. He's the reason I'm doing radio today. And I'm going to miss my friend very, very much. This is a memorial program for my friend, Mr. Jack Otto. And we're taking calls at 800-313-9443. Let's go back to the telephones. Let's go to John in New Mexico. Good evening, John.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I spoke with Jack several times on the phone over the last few months because, like you were saying, he allowed his listeners to call him at home. And I listened to every program, and I felt like I knew him real well. I felt like I knew him for years, even though I had only known him for couple of months. And do you know why that is?
Why that people felt that he knew Jack, or people knew?
I mean, I had only talked to him probably 3 or 4 times on the phone, but I felt like I'd known him for 40 years, and I believe that's because truth is eternal, and Jack spoke the truth.
And when he spoke the truth, people sense that. It's like a dog or a cat can sense an earthquake coming long before we can. It was just in their nature, and that's just the way the guy was. When he spoke, people listened. He was well respected by people, and he was a mentor to a lot of people, a lot of people from different walks of life and different stratas. I mean, if he could pick up a diamond in a rough like myself and get it online, well, that's saying a lot.
Well, he sent me a book, his book, about 2 weeks ago. He sent it to me. He signed it. And I've read about 70 pages of it. And it's a heck of a book. It has 164 sources in the back of it. And it definitely is one that should be printed.
And we are going to do that. The problem is that in order to get a book up like this for a first run to keep the price down, it takes a couple of thousand bucks to do it. And I'm going to do that. But what I'm going to do in the meantime is I'm going to reproduce his book the way he originally put it together before he called me, like I said, about 6 months ago. And he wanted me to look into getting this book printed in paperback, and I told him, I said, that needs to be done. So until such time as we can scare up the money to have that put into paperback, I'm going to reproduce World War III the way he originally put it out. Hey, hang on a second here, John. We've got to take the break. 800-313-9443. John Stattmiller sitting in for my friend, Jack Otto, Radically Right, passed away last Saturday at midnight. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
If you're just tuning into the program this evening to hear Jack Otto on Radically Right on Republic Broadcasting Network, and Jack passed away last Saturday after he did his show. He passed away 2 hours after he did the show, and as far as they could determine, right around the stroke of midnight last Saturday. 800-313-9443. Doesn't matter if you didn't know Jack well. But if you'd like to call in, this is a tribute program for Mr. Otto, the person that was my mentor that woke me up. Jack showed up on my doorstep one day, sat with me for 8 hours, reviewing information, watching a couple of videos, showing me documentation. And I stood after that, and I stood up and shook his hand, and I was glad that I had the information, but I was especially glad because I had somebody like Jack Otto to take the time to explain it to me. And I looked at Jack square in his eye and I said, Jack, I don't know whether to kick you or kiss you, my friend, but thank you. And he and I have remained fast friends ever since that time. John in New Mexico, you were saying that, you know, you'd spoken to him on the phone a couple of times and you felt as if you knew him for 40 years.
Right, yes. In fact, one of the last times I talked to him, he said that I knew he had a book, and he said, well, I'm looking for a sponsor for my program. I might have to look for a sponsor. And I said, well, he knew that I was a sponsor because I had a banner ad, and I still have a banner ad on your website for the, I'm the gentleman that has the advisory service, OIA.
Okay.
And I said, well, why don't you talk to Mike Powers and see if you could do a banner ad for your book, I said, and then you could even mention it on your show, because I know a lot of people probably listen to your show would order it. And he said, yeah, well, maybe I might do that. And I think Mike Powers was trying to get a hold of him to, you know, work something like that out.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. The past couple of weeks, Jack or myself or anybody else on this network has not been on shortwave. For those people that were just straight shortwave listeners out there, they don't even know Jack has passed. and we had to cut out the shortwave. Otherwise, we had to take the entire network down because it was costing about $11,000 a month for shortwave. And through WWRB, David France, he's been a heck of a guy, and he's helped me quite a bit. But we could no longer pay for the I don't even have shortwave for my own program. And I had spoken to Jack a couple of weeks ago and asked him if he could find a sponsor out there. And he said, you know, he said, I probably could. He said, I didn't know that, you know, you were on the verge of losing the shortwave. And I said, yeah, Jack. And I said, I've never mentioned it. I said, but things are real, real tight. So if you could, get a sponsor. And that's what he was working on.
I had told Michael Powers to let you know that Jack was a big influence on me because at the time I was going from being a banner ad to being on the air. In fact, they're still working on that, so they're going to have it on the an ad on the air for me soon, I guess. But one other thing I wanted to say that I thought that caught my attention was the last show that Jack did. At the very end of the show, I was looking out the window and I was listening to his program, and I knew the program was coming to an end. And usually at the end, he'd say, well, that's, you know, good night, everybody. I'll see you next week or whatever. He said instead of that, he said, we're going to go to a break. You know, I'll be back. And I looked at the clock, and I'm like, that's not like him to not know that the show is over. I wonder if he's okay. And I was going to call him, but I was like, well, he lives in Michigan, and it's late. You know, maybe I'll call him tomorrow or the next day or whatever, and I never did, but... I had a feeling something didn't sound right, and if you go back and listen to that, maybe you'll see what I was hearing.
All right, I missed the show last Saturday because I was on the road and I have no internet hookup, and he was not on shortwave. Generally, when I leave, I take a shortwave radio with me, not only to listen to programming but to see how the reception is. And I did not even hear his last show. I have yet to hear it. As soon as I get back to Michigan, Texas. I'm back in Michigan with Jack. As soon as I get back to Texas, I'm going to listen to that program.
Well, I'll get off now, John. But I've been down pretty much all week, so I'll let you go.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, John. You know, folks, let me tell you something here. I can guarantee you one thing, that in less than 100 years, there's going to be 6.5 billion people on this planet that are going to be dead. 6.5 billion of us. And that's not due to any New World Orderite grand plan to eliminate 70% of the population or anything else. It's going to be through natural attrition. Jack was taken from us, in my estimation, way too early. He was in his early 60s. If it would not be for his heart problems, I'm sure that Jack would have preferred to stick around and fight the good fight with us for a few more years yet to come. But it was his time. I am going to miss him very, very much. But I am not really saddened by his passing. You know, as I said yesterday, I'm down in Florida and I had to put my dog down in absentia. I had my chief engineer, Chris Hansen, Julie Gilbert, secretary at the network, and my 17-year-old had to take my dog to the vet and have it put down. It lost the use of its back legs. It could not get up. And Jack knew Bandit probably as well as he knew me. And Bandit, every once in a while I'd have him in studio, and all I'd have to say to the dog is, Bandit, bad man, and he would start barking. All I'd have to do with that dog is just look a certain way, and he was looking for trouble, or a slight movement of an index finger, and he was ready to do battle. Well, he was in his waning years himself, but it was kind of odd because if my wife wanted the dog for something, I would say, go find Mama. Well, my wife confessed to me that she thought the same thing when Jack passed away last Saturday, and we had to put Bandit down yesterday. And she thought the same thing. Go find Jack, Bandit. go find Jack. Let's go to Mike in Nevada. Hello, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
An honor to speak with you, sir.
Thank you.
What a fine man. And I regret that I put off calling him. And it just shows you, I was kind of dumbfounded when I heard he'd passed. And I can only tell you that I'm very thankful that you're going to put this book and make this book available. And all the work that you guys are doing, it's men like yourself and this precious man, Jack Otto, that are going to make the difference, my friend, because they're waking up people's hearts. And they can't shut out the light of God out of people's hearts.
No, they cannot.
Thank you so much for what you're doing, my friend. And the best I can do, what little I can do, I'll be waiting to hear that book and see that book or whatever. And I'll be praying for you guys. And know when the call comes and the trumpet sounds, I'll be right there.
All right, Mike. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. 800-313-9443. Manny, would you do me a favor? Spin me a few minutes of music. I've got to take a break here for a minute. Radically Right, aired on this network from 8 to 10 p.m. every Saturday, and that, of course, was Central Time. Jack passed away last Saturday, 2 hours after he did his program. He passed away about midnight. So I'm sitting in tonight with a tribute to my friend and mentor. And this is important, folks, because in our lives, we have people that make changes to us. I mean, they do things. And Jack did something. He certainly did something to me. He flipped my switch. He turned me on to what was going on. And I'm doing this program tonight in memory of my good friend and mentor, Jack Otto. 800-313-9443. Give us a ring. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Gentlemen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of Jack Otto's last program on this network. And if you hadn't heard and you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, Jack Otto passed away last Saturday night, 2 hours after he did his program on the network. So, Manny, if you've got that spooled up, let's just tune in. And this is a program I was not able to hear. I've been out of town. And I was not even around to hear Jack's last program. So here's some excerpts from his last program.
And we'd like to believe that our government would not like to be involved in that, but there was a case in 1986 where one Eugene Hockenfoot was shot down over South America, close to Nicaragua, with a train, a whole plane full of evidence that he was involved in the trafficking of both guns and drugs. It was kind of hard to deny it. But the best they could do was try to keep it as quiet as possible and make sure they never mention it again on television or in the newspapers or in the magazines. You two may join this conversation by calling in 1-800-313-9443. If you call in, please be prepared to jump right into the meat of your subject matter. I don't need any strokes, and I don't need any chiding for not covering important principles. Just you cover them. Because here we are in the last days, seeing that the corruption of our government has reached unbelievable proportions. Dramatic, chilling dimension. I think it's important to remember that 100 years ago, Carrie Nation and the Women's Temperance Union was stomping all over America trying to make alcohol illegal. This was probably in behalf of the insiders because they really did want to make property illegal. And it's kind of hard to jump from the American principle of property rights. And that was one of the founding principles of the founding fathers, was property rights. To the communist manifesto plank that says there should be no property rights at all. The state owns everything. And so they had to gradually erode these property rights. And finally, one of the judges told Carrie Nation, as he struck down the new law that made alcohol illegal, that you cannot make property illegal. These people have property rights, not privileges that can be rescinded. And he says, and if you want to make property illegal, it will require a change in the very Constitution itself. And they did make such a change. And passed that Volstead Act and brought about the prohibition. And we can see from that prohibition that making property illegal causes a great deal of stress, because people cannot go to courts and adjudicate their district differences. They end up settling it themselves. And so as it was with prohibition of alcohol, we find the prohibition of plants and extracts from these plants have a similar effect. There is violence associated with those who are willing to trafficking that sort of thing. They have to be in a most precarious position, and they have to charge more for it. And because, well, let's just take that damned heroin, for example. Nasty stuff. I wouldn't want to touch it with a left-handed stick. But if it was still legal, if they could go down to the drugstore and buy that crap, they wouldn't have to be breaking into people's houses and stealing a lot of stuff to get a lot of money so that they could buy it from that crooked drug trafficking CIA in its efforts to enrich the Mossad of Israel. Guys like that Michael Herrera from the Mossad, who is so deeply involved in drug trafficking. And yet, we as people, unfortunately, want to put our head in the sand like the ostrich and pretend like we don't notice and hope that it will all go away. It didn't go away. It didn't go away for JFK when he threatened to disband the CIA if they didn't get out of drug trafficking. Listen to our sponsors. We need to support them.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. John Stettmiller here, sitting in for my friend Jack Otto, which passed away last Saturday after he did a program on this network, died 2 hours after the end of the program. And I guess the best fitting way to end my portion of this broadcast is to let Jack Otto speak in his own words. And we'll play the last half hour of his last Saturday's broadcast. What I am going to do, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get up in a couple hours to catch a flight back to Texas. So we'll play the balance of Jack's last Saturday program. And I would like to thank my friend and my mentor very much. He was a big part in waking me up and setting my course. There would be no Republic Broadcasting Network if it wasn't for Jack Otto's encouragement and his support, telling me, yeah, kid, you can go do it. Have at it. So anybody would like to call the network Monday, we have about 3 or 4 copies of World War III. I'm going to hold one copy back to have that reproduced, and then we're eventually going to put that in a paperback. But that'll take a little time to get together. In the meantime, I can see no better way than to pay tribute to my friend than to have him speak in his own words. And for the last half hour of this broadcast, it will be just about the last words that Jack Otto spoke on this planet, the last half hour of his last Saturday broadcast. Thank you, Manny, engineer back there at the network, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in tonight. And let's all say a prayer for Jack. I'm sure he's sitting up there right now looking down on us, encouraging us to move forth. Don't be sad. Just gird yourself, suck it up, and let's get on with what we know it has to be done. I love you, Jack. I'll see you.
Acts of shocking violence and incurable insanity. After it was outlawed, doctors were outraged to find that the marijuana, which was outlawed, was the very same cannabis that they prescribed to patients for several maladies. The doctors' protest fell on deaf ears, and news publications felt their concerns were not newsworthy. And at the time, it became easier to war on property rights, and now something may be added to the list by an appointed bureaucrat without any difficulty, and it is called law. You know, if they were to make potatoes illegal, it wouldn't be long before there was fighting among those who dealt in that market. And if government were to actually prohibit spuds, those in the underground market would expect to charge a price commensurate with the risk involved. And if you risk all your property being taken away if caught with such contraband, and add that to the additional prospects of prison, the price of potatoes is going to be quite high. And so it was with bootleg booze and now with bootleg plants or derivatives thereof. Thank God potatoes aren't on the list yet. There was a time when gold was on the list. President FDR issued an executive order that all gold, coin, bullion, and certificates had to be turned into the Federal Reserve Bank by May 1st, 1933. And those who failed to do so faced $10,000 fines, 10 years imprisonment. The Constitution said only Congress may pass laws. Yet by calling it an executive order, the Constitution is set aside and a property right is rescinded. Of all the property rights that people will miss, their children will probably leave the most heart-wrenching void. The Illuminati's targets include the family, and we could see from the efforts of the Communist Front in China that separation of men, boys, girls, and women into dormitory communes has upset the family process. Property rights are absolutely necessary. And by taking away property rights, we find that they have found an excuse. And it's easy enough for them to plant somebody with some drugs so that those who criticize the government and cannot be charged with criticizing can be charged with the possession of illegal drugs. And it happens with much more frequency than people realize. There's a lot of crooked cops out here with three little packets in an envelope. One's got just a little bit of marijuana. Another's got just a little bit of cocaine. And another one's got just a little bit of heroin. And if they stick that in your pocket, you got big trouble from those three little envelopes. And yet it is the government that's perpetuating, profiting, and prospering from this trafficking. We find government just interferes with about everything. There was only about 14% of the people who use drugs. 2% are addicted. And this is exactly the same percentages that were in existence before these drugs were made illegal. But the reason they were made illegal was to diminish property rights, to cause us to be spindled, folded, mutilated. our rights to be destroyed, our lives to be herded and cornered. We are in a serious position. We find more and more laws boxing us in. We find that things like the Patriot Act, which would be more appropriately called Gift Patriots, and Homeland Security, and that what they're talking about is the security that they want you to jump for while concurrently asking you to give up your liberty. 911 should never have caused this kind of problem. This notion that we are to swallow this BS that jet fuel caused steel buildings to disintegrate into powder. And if you have enough heat, steel will melt. Jet fuel is not a high enough temperature. And yet, they are squeezing us into corners with this need for to give up our rights so that we may have security. Now, we know the World Trade Center 1, the one back in the early 90s when there was a guy that was recruited by the FBI to help bring together a terrorist assault on the World Trade Center, but did so poorly that it really didn't cause much damage. But the guy smelled a rat, and he started recording his conversations with the FBI people saying, well, we really shouldn't give them real material. Oh, yeah, go ahead. And the truth of the matter is, it's been government and all these things, these false flag operations, where it's Tim McVeigh or Lee Harvey McVeigh, the Gulf of Tonkin, the sinking of the Lusitania, the sinking of the Maine. So many incidents out there that literally have brought the American people to their knees. And we've gone from this time when after World War II, we were the world's greatest creditor. And we are still giving away vast sums of money, even though the United States has become the world's greatest debtor. We go borrowing money so that we can send fortunes to these little puppet governments that our government wishes to control to get them to allow our people, our CIA, to operate drug trafficking circles within their organizations, to follow policies that are antithetical to theirs and our own well-being. We have to wake up. We have to stand up. We have to act like we've got a pair. I wonder, are we really the descendants of forefathers who have the intestinal fortitude to throw a king off our back and set up a constitutionally limited republic that designed to perpetuate freedom? Freedom is where you got a choice, where you can make the decisions on what's good for you. And I think freedom is important, because if we don't hold on to it, we can't pass it on to our children. think of one of the elder statesmen of yesteryear, one of the founding fathers, Noah Webster, who said, guard your Constitution, for miracles never cluster. For if we lose that Constitution, there will be anarchy throughout the world. I think about Jack Kennedy, who told the CIA that if they didn't get out of the drug trafficking business, he was going to scatter them to the four winds. He did some other things I know that the insiders didn't like. He brought out Treasury notes, and I imagine that's the real reason he was killed. Either that or his threat to expose them, because right at Columbia University, just 10 days before he was assassinated, he spoke from a second-story balcony, and Columbia University now denies that he was ever on their campus. But among that speech, he says, the great office of the President of the United States of America is being used to foment a plot against the American people's freedom. And before I leave office, I intend to tell them of their plight. Now, you don't tip the Illuminati off that you're going to be snitching them out. And he really would have been further ahead if he waited until the middle of January, when the State of the Union address was to be given, and he could throw his speech away and say, this is what they told me to tell you. I'm going to tell you the truth. But by tipping his hand, they tipped him over. And we must, absolutely must, work to save this Constitution. It's becoming thin. It's being worn away. And like one comedian said, maybe we ought to give Iraq our Constitution. It served us so well for so many years, and we're not using it now. But we should be. We should be holding their feet to the fire. We should be making them understand that this is the guiding principles of America, and it limits the scope of what these bureaucratic politicians can do. And if we don't stand up and act like men, this is all going to slip right through our fingers. And like I just said a few minutes ago, if we don't keep freedom, we cannot pass it on. Drug trafficking is a big, big business here in America. Let's talk about illegal drugs first. Legal drugs are the number one most profitable industry on the face of the earth. Illegal drugs is number two. And some of those legal drugs are every bit as bad as what they claim the illegal ones are. Some of them are sinister, like some of those mood-altering drugs, the ones they say are antidepressants, the ones that seem to cause people to go berserk and shoot up institutions like Virginia Tech and McDonald's. And we find that all of these people, including the ones at Columbine, were on these antidepressants, the antidepressants that cause people to wig out and prone to either suicide or homicide. At least violence of one sort or another. And the worst of it really happens when you realize that your Prozac is not good for you and you try to get off of it. That's when it really becomes absolutely devastating. So, the erosion of property rights here, which allowed our government to be involved with this drug trafficking, has brought much of America to its knees. We find that the cities are just overrun with crime by people who are hooked on drugs and trying to get more. We got our last break coming up here. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll do a wrap.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is the last segment of this evening's edition of Radically Right. I'm Jack Otto, and I would want to again encourage you to support the Republic Broadcasting Organization so that this kind of stuff that is not allowed on the mainstream media, things your television wouldn't touch, that your newspapers seem to avoid, that the mainstream magazines think are not really noteworthy. And if you will, I would ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Organization. Send John Statmiller what you can. It's the address there is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. I'll repeat that, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302. That's in Round Rock, Texas. Round Rock, Texas. Abbreviate that TX. Where the zip code is 78664. And you can call them there at 1-800-724-2719. Make a credit card donation. We need your support. I want to share this with you. It's right down to the wire here. It's a case of being close to being unable to continue. And if people don't rally and support this, they're going to be left with ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and the rest of the communist news network. You need to be able to have that alternative where you can catch the truth. Because there's an old adage that says, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the only time that that's not true, that the truth will set you free, is when law enforcement is telling that to you. Because sometimes they're just looking for details in your story that they can interpret as being illegal so they can jam you up. Now, it's necessary to be careful in how property is protected from thieves and robbers. The malicious interpretation of law imposed by the system contends that people are more important than property. Therefore, defenders are punished if injury is caused by the property owner. Horse thieves were hung in the Old West because such an act would often result in the death of the victim. It is serious, and the horse was needed for survival. Property is important enough that nearly all people work all day long for most of each week just to get some. De facto law that prohibits self-defense makes it convenient for thieves and encourages others to join the profession. Oh, we got a break here. Be right back.